All right. Oh, we got some barbecue here because you kept mentioning it. Got us hungry. So we got from Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Doug Wargle is joining us right now, the man who wrote the book on barbecue. Here he is. Whoa. Oh, and you brought some food. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that. Have a seat. How you be?
Nice.
Oh, it smells good. What am I smelling that smells so good? All of it?
You're smelling slow-smoked brisket.
Yeah.
We cooked that for 17 hours over Missouri white oak.
Yeah.
We've got some sausage, which we make in-house.
This is a sausage here?
Yeah.
Tell me about the sausage. How did it live? Did it live a good life?
It did. It did. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. That's
some pretty incredible. Mm. We've got some burnt ends. Mm. We've got some turkey.
Yeah.
And then our special ribs.
I love the sausage, man.
It's good.
Good. What goes into that? Do you ever watch
it? It's beef and pork and our own special blend of spices and seasonings.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just gonna stick with the sausage.
You can't go wrong with it.
Is there a recipe? And like, is there recipes that go back to the old world or something? Or?
Kind of, yes. There was a Croatian family in town that makes great sausage, and that we came up with the recipe with them, and then eventually we brought it in house. So it's a
And is there actually a Joe?
That's a long story, but yeah, there was a Joe. There is a Joe.
Shorten it and tell me.
Well, he was one of the original founding partners of the business, but he left the business after less than 2 years. And so we've been Kansas City owned and operated for a long time. And what do you think?
Mm.
That's good, isn't it?
That's unbelievable.
USA Today named those the best ribs in America.
I don't believe I'm eating that.
They are.
These aren't pork, are they?
Pardon me?
These aren't pork, are they?
Yeah, they are. Sorry. I asked. Calvin.
I don't know the blessing for pork.
Calvin Trillin said that you guys get a special barbecue dispensation. So.
Yeah, Calvin Trillin. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a tour with Fats Goldberg years ago.
Yeah.
Calvin Trillin.
Oh, yeah.
And then. So, you know, what's the secret? Is there... John, go ahead. Just don't make a big deal about it. Just grab it. I know you're going to do it. Tell the band is here raiding the whole. Well, I wasn't going to eat all that anyway. Save me some sausage. Go ahead. Take some bread. Okay. Is dry rub involved in this as well as...
Yes. We start with just a trimmed up St. Louis cut spare rib, and we toss it in seasoning, both sides.
Now you say St. Louis cut. Let's go back a step here.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's the way it's kind of a rectangular cut spare rib. They trim off some of the skirt meat and make it nice and rectangular.
Okay. And then do we rub it first?
We sprinkle the seasoning on. We don't really rub it in.
No.
We pat it, and it's dry. And then we put it in the smoker. Those ribs go about 3 to 5 hours
in the smoker.
Mm-hmm. And that's good, isn't it?
Come right off the bone. Are they supposed to do that? It's supposed to come right off the bone?
It's supposed to be just a little bit of a tug. You don't want it falling off the bone.
I agree with that.
You want it to tug just a little bit.
No, I'm good here. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
First time I've had pork. It's very good.
So I've heard.
I don't see what God doesn't like in it. He made the pigs.
He did. And God doesn't make anything bad.
No. So I got to talk to him about this.
Yeah.
And then the rib ends are kind of a Kansas City thing, isn't it?
Right? No, burn ends. No.
Burn ends.
Burn ends, yes.
The burn ends.
And that's where...
Because we went to Gates and Bryant's years ago and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're waiting in line there. They come out with the burn ends and they give it to him while you're waiting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Crunchy on the outside.
Yeah.
Lots of caramelization.
Yeah.
Tender on the inside.
What? Amazing.
Isn't it good?
Yeah. I say keep the ends and throw out the rest.
Right, well, this is the rest part right there.
The brisket.
Yeah.
Mm. And brisket. Tell us about the brisket. How does that work?
Well,
what is the brisket, first of all?
The brisket
I'm staring at a cow.
Yeah, it's right here. The chest muscle.
It's your chest is what I'm staring at?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So they take the chest of the cow.
Yes.
Let's not go into details.
No, let's not describe that part, right?
We can enjoy it at that point, but that's go ahead. Right. Yeah.
Well, we use the brisket flat. There's actually two kind of muscle parts on a brisket. Mm-hmm. We use the brisket flat for the sliced brisket for our sandwiches. And then
it's
the
like
brisket.
A breast. You call it a breast if it was not a...
Beef breast.
Right? Beef breast, yeah. Yeah.
And then the burnt ends are made from the brisket point. Butchers sometimes call it a deckle. And,
a deckle?
Deckle, yes. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
We call it a point.
Yeah.
And we use that for the burnt ends. And the burnt ends smoke for 17 hours as well. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, and the book, your book is out. I had the thing, the book here.
Thin Blue Smoke?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent book.
It's a novel. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a novel set in a fictitious Kansas City barbecue joint.
I wonder what it could be. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. Doug Wargo, ladies and gentlemen, check out his book. Go to Joe's Barbecue here.